Welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. My name is Uzi. I created this podcast to talk about amazing Africans who are doing wonderful things all around the globe. These are everyday people like you and I who are making a difference in the fields of business, science, and the arts, and living their lives to the fullest. I really hope that they inspire you as they have inspired me. So sit back and enjoy every single episode because it's made with lots of love. Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. I know it's been a little bit since we had our last episode, but you know, life has been happening. But I'm back now to give you a few updates and just to let you know what's been going on. So today I'm going to be talking to you about a diagnosis I got a few weeks ago and just how I've been wrapping my mind around it and just trying to cope, all right? So that's what's been going on. That's what we're going to talk about today. If this is your very first time of listening to this podcast, you're welcome. My name is Ozzy. I am a microbiologist. Most of the time I work in a research lab, so you see me doing experiments, and when I'm free I also do other things, like I go hiking with my husband, or I help him out with his business, or just travel. I enjoy traveling, but because of the coronavirus, like, a lot of that hasn't been going on, and we're just trying to readjust to this new phase of our lives. And so it's been very interesting. Some of the episodes, I have my husband here, Ade. We talk about stuff that we're doing together, or we talk about hot topics. But because it's been a while since I did a solo episode, and because Ade is extremely busy, and it's so hard to get him to sit down these days and just do the podcast episode with me, I decided to do this one by myself. I hope you enjoy it. I hope it's something that you can relate to. If you can't relate to it, I'm happy that you can't, because I really don't want you guys to have this problem as well. But at the end of the episode, I'm actually going to do a little giveaway. So if it's something that you're going to be interested in, stay listening. All right, I'll be right back. Welcome back to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. Okay, so a few weeks ago, I went to the hospital. I actually had my annual checkup, and I went to the hospital, and my doctor said to me that, Ozzy, I think you have high blood pressure. And I was like, what? You know, as a Nigerian, every time they give you a diagnosis that is negative or something that you feel like you shouldn't have, the very first thing that you say is, it's not my portion. Like, it's not true. It cannot be true, you know? And she's like, yeah, let's look at the charts together. So she opened up my file and we looked at my history. So every time I had come into the hospital and we had checked my blood pressure, it was high. And I was like, wow. I had an inkling, actually, because when I was in grad school, I used to go to dentists a lot, you know? I actually still go to dentists a lot, because I like getting my teeth cleaned. I just enjoy sitting there and someone just, you know, clean my teeth. So I try to make every appointment. In grad school, we had a lot of dental students who needed kind of like lab rats, basically, to pass their boards or to do some kind of cleaning on for free. And so I would sign up for those. And then when I graduated, I just really fell in love with just going to the dentist and just sitting there. But one of the things I noticed in grad school was every time I went for a dental appointment, my blood pressure was high as well. So the student would tell me, like, are you scared of this appointment? Like, your blood pressure is a little elevated. And I'll just be like, maybe not. Like, you know, I was rushing for this appointment. I'll always chalk it off to be like the fact that I was rushing, or the fact that I was maybe stressed out with school. But I never really thought that I would have that problem, really. Okay, so fast forward a few weeks ago when the doctor told me that I may have high blood pressure, I started thinking back. I was like, yeah, I actually have noticed that every time I come into the hospital, whatever clinical setting it is, my blood pressure is always elevated. But when I check my blood pressure at home, it's usually normal. So she was like, okay, here's what we're going to do. Do you have a blood pressure machine at home? I was like, yeah. She's like, okay, you're going to check. She printed out all these sheets for me. And she told me that she wanted me to check my blood pressure every morning and evening, or so right when I wake up, and also right before I go to sleep, just to check my blood pressure and just to see what it looks like at home and things like that. I was like, okay, I'll do that. So I took, you know, the sheets home, and I started, you know, just checking my blood pressure over time. And I discovered that all through the time that I was home, or like, you know, doing life, regular stuff, my blood pressure would be normal. I found this really cool chart on the American Heart Association website, actually stroke.org. But the chart, I think, was generated by the American Heart Association. And the normal blood pressure category is actually less than 120. When the systolic is less than 120, diastolic is less than 80, right? So 120 over 80, that's usually good, right? Basically, going by this chart, my doctor was like, you're hypertensive. So anyway, I'll actually post this chart on my Instagram as well, so you guys can just take a look at, you know, what I'm talking about. My Instagram page is African princess in America. All right. So someone's my doctor. She's like, yeah, I think you're hypertensive. So I went home. I did all the monitoring. I tried to figure out, okay, what is actually causing this stuff? So when I went back to see the doctor on the follow-up appointment, she actually discussed, she's like, wow, I think you have white coat syndrome. And I was like, what is that? She's like, well, it's also called white coat hypertension, right? And basically she was like, it's when people exhibit elevated high blood pressure that is above the normal in a clinical setting. So it doesn't matter if you go to the dentist, it doesn't matter if you go to a clinic, your hospitals, if your blood pressure is elevated in clinical settings, then it's considered white coat syndrome, or it's also called white coat hypertension. So I was like, huh. So I went home and I started thinking about it. And I started thinking back to like, what could actually cause this? Like, she's like, yeah, a lot of people actually have this. And if you don't manage it well, it could actually progress to just being hypertensive really all the time. So I was like, wow, I don't really want that to happen. But I started thinking about it. And one of the things I realized was that there are two experiences that actually stand out for me. So the first experience is when I was younger, we used to go to this nurse's house to get our shots, right? She lived close by. And we used to go to her house, like if you had malaria and you were told to get a chloroquine shots for like a whole week, 5 days, right? So you go every morning to get those shots. And I guess because she had worked with a lot of kids who would scream and kick and cry, when my mom took me there one of those days, I vividly remember this. My mom took me there one of those days. I guess she thought I was gonna scream and cry. She asked that her son actually come hold my feet, you know? So I was lying on the something that looked like a bed. You know, we got the shots on our butt back in the day. I haven't gotten one in my butt lately, but that was usually how we would take those shots. And then I felt her son's hands on my ankles. It was holding down my ankles. And then she, you know, placed her hand on my butt just to give me the shot. And I remember thinking, my God, like, her hands on my butt just hurt so much more than the injection itself. I was terrified by that. I feel like that's one childhood memory my mind always goes back to every time I think about getting injections or things like that. It's just that picture of my legs being held down and then just getting this really painful shot. So, and then the second experience, if you've listened to my podcast for a while, it was actually a time I spent about 2.5 months, so I think they're about with my sister, about 2 months with my sister in a hospital, and the outcome wasn't good, right? And so I just noticed now that every time I go into a hospital as a patient, this is very important because I work in a hospital, so I actually have to walk through the wards or walk through the corridors to my lab every day. And I don't really see patients because I'm a scientist. I do the experiments, but because it's work, it's a work setting, I don't feel anxious going to work. But if I go to a hospital as a patient, I generally get anxious, right? And that's because of my past experiences. And so when I went to my doctor again, one of the things that she tried to do was she took my blood pressure at the beginning of the conversation. It's usually elevated. And then as we continue talking, right in the middle, either at the middle or at the end of the consultation, she'll take my blood pressure again. And usually it'll be like much lower.
Welcome back to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast.
Anyway, so she told me I have this white coat syndrome or this white coat hypertension. So right now I've been monitoring my blood pressure at home using my personal blood pressure machine that I got from Greater Goods a while back to review, and it's actually really, really good. So I've been able to discover that, you know, at home under normal conditions, my blood pressure is fine. But once I go into a clinical setting, then that's when I have that elevation in blood pressure. So that's the thing. What am I doing right now to make sure that doesn't happen every time I go in is, first, I'm ensuring that I don't go late for appointments. So I have this thing where if I have an appointment by 9, I usually get there at 9. And so I'm in a hurry. And so I feel like maybe if I got there early enough and I just like sat down and, you know, caught my breath and, you know, took my time, and so I'll be a little bit more settled when it's time to see the doctor. So that's one of the things I'm doing, is I'm trying to get there on time now. Another thing that I'm doing is I downloaded games on my phone. So I really don't play games on my phone. for, I don't think I've ever really actually actively had a game on my phone. So right now I've downloaded these games that it's just like matching colors and patterns and things like that. I feel like those are the kind of things that I enjoy, and so I downloaded those. So when I get to the waiting room, I'll just play some games, you know, relax. Sometimes I'll listen to my favorite show on YouTube just to like go to my happy place, so that by the time the doctor gets around to actually checking the blood pressure, everything would hopefully be okay and I would stop having this issue, right? So that's really what's been going on. Been having to deal with that. I remember talking to my husband about it, and I was just telling him that the doctor said that I have hypertension, and Adi was like, God forbid you don't have hypertension. And I feel like, yes, I understand that you don't want me to have that, and you know, but it's just, I noticed that like when I talked to my mom and I was like, well, they say I have hypertension. My mom was like, you don't have hypertension, don't listen to them. So I feel like sometimes the people that love us actually are in denial, or they just don't want you to have any issues. And sometimes they're not hearing what you're saying when you tell them these things. So I found that quite funny. But yeah, that's what it is. So, but apart from that, I've been super busy with work. It's COVID season, but we're still working. Like, we're still going into work. We're still doing these experiments. We're trying out papers, just trying to keep the research going. And so that's what's been going on. So for the giveaway, I have decided that I'm going to give two lucky winners a blood pressure machine from Greater Goods. All right. So if you've had this issue, or if you've had either high blood pressure, or if you've even had where you go to appointments and the doctors told you that you may have hypertension, you have to be living in the United States. So if you've had hypertension, if you have hypertension, or you feel like you have this white coat syndrome or white coat hypertension, where every time you go to a clinical setting, you get anxious about it, and you want to just really, really monitor your blood pressure at home and see what it is that's actually going on, you know, I'll be happy to send you a free blood pressure machine just so you can monitor and see what's going on, right? If you do have high blood pressure, there's so many things that you can do. You don't have to freak out. You can change your diet. You can do a little more exercise, or figure out ways to de-stress, you know, yoga, whatever it is that would really help you maintain your calm, all right? So it's not the end of the world. If you do have a diagnosis of high blood pressure, it's not the end of the world. There are things that you can do. But I feel like knowing is actually the first step to tackling this and taking this head on, all right? So two lucky winners are going to win two blood pressure machines. All you have to do is be in the United States, and of course, follow me on Instagram, African Princess in America. And then on my latest post, I want you to tell me why you want to win this, all right? So on my latest post, tell me why you want to win this. I'm not going to advertise this on Instagram. This is exclusively for people who actually listen to the podcast and who need it, all right? So if you need it and you feel like this is something that would really, truly help you, please reach out to me on Instagram, African Princess in America. On my latest post, in the comment section, just tell me why you need the blood pressure machine, all right? So that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you learned something new. I certainly learned something new. I learned that even though I don't have hypertension, I do get anxious when I'm in clinical settings, especially as a patient. And I was able to figure out why I get anxious. And so just knowing why I get anxious helped me consciously tell myself that, okay, you're not in the hospital for this. I know this has happened in the past. We're going to take control of the situation, and we just got to calm down. Okay. So that's what I'm doing right now. Okay. Oh, yeah. One more thing I'm doing is that I have decided that I'm not going to let people stress me out. So people outside my circle are not going to really stress me out. So in the past, maybe I'll receive a text message and ruin my day, or a call, or people get me upset. You know, I've noticed that such things actually elevate my blood pressure. And I tried it out, actually. Someone called me the other day, and after speaking to her, I hung up and I checked my blood pressure. It was high. And I was like, I wonder if this kind of conversations really impact my life negatively. And so one of the things that I'm doing now is I'm consciously avoiding those kind of situations. So if you notice that I haven't called you in a while, or I haven't reached out in a while, you're probably one of my stressors. Or not. Okay. In a way, I'm joking, but in a way, I'm not, actually. But because I've actually taken a conscious effort to surround myself with people that actually provide peace, and people who are loving and warm. I just don't want drama, because I just don't want any of that negative energy, all right? And I try not to give that negative energy as well. I try not to stress out or cause other people to stress out, right? It's just the way that, you know, I communicate. I try to keep things as zen as possible, still passing the information across, but not going crazy over things that don't actually matter, if you get what I mean. All right. Okay, guys. So I hope you do have a wonderful day. This is just a slight catch up on what's been going on. Of course, we've been working the whole time. Ade has been working, I've been working. But last week, we were able to just go to Knoxville. And for me, it was a vacation, but for Ade, it was work. But I just accompanied him. And I felt like that actually really, really did help me a lot. And so next time, I'm trying to have Ade on the show to talk about that little getaway. But until that time, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you want to win that blood pressure machine, please go ahead and hit me up on Instagram, African Princess in America. On my latest post, tell me why you need it, all right? Okay, guys, have an amazing rest of the day. This is a really short episode, but I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope things are working out well for you, all right? Remember to take walks, enjoy the sunshine, take things easy. It's okay not to respond to text messages right away. If people are stressing you out, it's okay not to respond to them right away. Just like keep that for another day, or just don't call people back if they stress you out. Just text them, all right? When you're ready. So have an amazing rest of the day and bye-bye.
Hey listener, what do you think about this episode? Do you have a question or some feedback that you would like to provide, or a suggestion for a future guest? Now you can send me a voice message. Voice messages are an easy way for you to send me audio messages that just might end up on a future episode of the podcast. You can send me a voice message right now just by clicking on the link in my show notes. Can't wait to hear from you.